Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. Here in beautiful historic Hotel Congress, we sit and we talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Amelia Lavenbush.
Hi, I'm Amelia.
Tell me all about you.
Technically, I am a double major in classics and biology. For biology, I do cell cycle research, which is really interesting. We basically try to figure out why cells replicate when they do and why they stop replicating when they do. Some cells, specifically cancer cells, replicate way too much over and over again. So if we can figure out all the workings of why that happens, we can maybe stop that from happening.
When a cell starts out in the world, it's just basically because it divided into two. That's what I thought.
That's it. When it starts out, it only has one set of DNA. So basically, it has to go through and decide, do I want to make two of everything? And that's a checkpoint. And I have all the right signaling molecules telling me to keep doing what I'm doing.
Upsizing.
Yeah. Just figuring out that you're in a good enough position that you can do
get
a little
summer
more.
Home. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're adding an expansion onto the cell. Yeah.
It's like born fully clothed.
Yes. It's ready to go.
Yeah. It's cloning.
Basically. And it happens all the time in your body, constantly.
What are you doing other than just watching and taking copious notes?
We're zooming in super close on one specific thing the cells are doing to decide whether they want to replicate or not. And that's this relationship between this protein that is essentially a measure of stress that the cell is under and this other protein that helps the cell to divide. So it's like a growth factor protein. The stress protein inhibits this growth protein because if the cell is stressed out, doesn't want to reproduce, which I totally get. That seems like a bad idea if you're in a bad situation.
It gets depressed.
Yeah, it doesn't want to anymore. So you have this stress protein and that inhibits growth, which makes sense. But you also have a growth protein that inhibits the stress back. So it's this double
negative. It's a yin-yang little thing.
Yeah. Because they each repress each other, once one of them gets a little bit upregulated, it very quickly spirals into like super high and super low because of this like double negative feedback loop. It kind of turns into a positive one.
Well, right on. Thanks for working on that.
Yeah, of course. I'm having a great time.
I really appreciate you changing my perspective on it.
There's a lot of really cool parallels at the cell level to us as humans. I mean, we're made up of cells, so it makes sense that we have kind of the same thing. This idea that being in a stressful situation feeds into itself more and more, and there is a breaking point where like things get really bad or you power through and things keep going good.
How do you think that your studies of the classics influence your perspective on science?
That's a big question, and I really like it because I don't get to talk a lot about the overlap between it, but there's a lot of ancient texts. Lucretius has this De Rerum Natura, which is on the nature of things. It just blows my mind because I will be reading this text from thousands of years ago, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about. He's so in tune. They don't have the words for it yet. He's talking about the universe is made of these tiny, tiny pieces that you can't break up. But he's talking about atoms. Like, he knows. And it's insane to think that he knows that. I think it kind of just puts it in perspective. Humans have always had this innate idea of what's going on. They've been figuring it out. And it's really cool to be the person that gets to do the final step of that and get numbers and write it down and say, I proved it and I have a name for it. I think that's a big part of why research is so cool, is that you get to follow these threads that humans have been going after for centuries.
Yeah, and like for the record.
Yeah. Forever. It's going to be down there forever that we figured this one out, which is awesome.
With this double major, what are your plans for the future? What are you going to do after the cap and gown stuff?
If I keep going with research, which is my main goal, that's what I really want to do, I can bring this background knowledge with me. I want to branch out and see if there's some disease stuff I can look at too. So that's the end goal, is more research.
What about music? You ever do that?
My music taste is kind of all over the place. I was really getting into music in the 2000s, which is kind of a very poppy time, and I really like rap just because I was listening to what's on the radio. But also, my mom is a huge music fan. My first two concerts were the ones she took me to, and they were the Decemberists. They're the best. And then Jack White was the other concert, which was very like, yes, I like rock now. Like, this is fun.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.